श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन वृंदावन मथुरा धाम पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम गंगा मई जमुना मई भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन हरे कृष्णा महानंद ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकलामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणाभिनाथान्वितां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा सहगणालिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त श्रीराधा कान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि दृशमानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Anyhow, it was quite a long time ago, I guess few weeks ago. So it might be good to revise what we talked last time. It was very, very basic last time. But any one of you remember what are the few things which we discussed last time? First thing was definition of grihastha ashram. So there was definition of grihastha and ashram. So what do you mean by ashram? Anybody? Correct. Place where we take shelter. Ashram is taking shelter. So ashram is place where we take shelter. And grihastha means grihasthita, staying at home. Okay? Taking shelter of Lord. Right? Supreme Lord, not of each other. So that we can take shelter always, but it is not the final supreme shelter. So by staying in the house, when we can take shelter of the Lord, that is what is called as grihastha ashram. So we talked about last time 4 varnas and 4 ashrams. So what are the 4 ashrams? You can 4 ashrams. Starts with Brahmachari ashram. So next will be Grihastha, correct. The first is Brahmachari, next is Grihastha, third is Vanaprastha, and last is Sanyas. So we were talking about then why today we are talking about Grihastha Ashram. What is the importance of talking about this? Do you remember anybody? Why are we talking about Grihastha Ashram? Very important reason. Simple reason.
Because majority of the devotees in the congregation as well as people outside of the house.
Most of the society today, we see today actually any time, the society major portion is constituted by grihasthas, right? There are very few brahmacharis, very few vanaprasthas and sannyasis. That is most important reason why we are talking about grihastha ashram. Second important part of the same reason is that all of us who are sitting here are grihasthas. Pertains to each one of us. None of us are here sannyasis or brahmacharis, right? So that's why it pertains to each one of us. That's important. Any other reason? This is the ashram which produces other 3 ashrams. The vanaprasthas are the retired grihasthas. Sannyas come from there. And the next brahmachari ashram is going to come from grihasthas. So they are the society part from which the rest 3 ashrams come. Hare Krishna. Okay. Third reason. This is the only ashram which allows to earn money, and so they are the only ashram which earns and can maintain the rest of the 3 ashrams. Not can maintain, they should maintain the rest 3 ashrams. Right? Society has to run. Right? For that we have to have money, economics, finances, and it's only the grihastha ashram people which maintains the society. So they maintain the society, they reproduce the society, and they make the major part. So that's the important reason why we are talking about grihastha ashram. We're not going to detail about things, but if you remember, I have talked about 3 basic guiding principles in grihastha ashram. Anybody remembers what are the 3 basic guiding principles? Yes.
Namaruchi,
Vaishnava Seva, and Jivadaya. If we see any activity which will be God conscious or related to our spiritual higher truth, it will be. It can be categorized into these 3 things. Nama Ruchi, developing the Ruchi or genuine interest into chanting the holy name of the Lord. So whatever activities we do, if it increases our Nama Ruchi, it means it's going to be helpful in our grihastha ashram. Second is Vaishnava Seva, right? We should serve other Vaishnavas. And last is Jiva Daya. So these things, when we say about Vaishnava Seva, we are generally serving other Vaishnavas. The thing which comes in our mind is, we are going to serve other species or other people, those who are in human species. But Jiva Daya is very broad. We should have mercy on every single Jiva, living entity, not only restricted to our own species, but to extend to every single jiva. Is it important? Why? We should not kill. Why? They are lower species. We are supposed to be higher species, right? At this moment, if you see, okay, devatas are still higher, so they will go up. But in earthly planet, if we say human species and other species, you see birds, animals, those who are reptiles, those who are aquatics, but so-called humans are supposed to be in the high type of developed species, right? So we should have right to kill others or trouble others. Is it true? Why? What is logic? Simple logic.
They are part of God.
Correct. Each living soul is part and parcel of God. Simple example. If a mother has two or three children and one of them is retarded, is less developed, does the mother love that child less? Probably the mother will love the child more because she knows that this child needs more of my care. So we all in different species of life are part and children of God. Just because we are more strong, just because we have more power, doesn't give us any reason to go and torture or trouble other species. Lord will never be happy. Very simple, right? There is the importance of having Shiva there. Those are three basic principles. Okay. And last, when we ended with, as a family, we should do something together. It's very, very important. Okay. So, anybody remembers what we should do together as a family? Husband, wife, children, as family. Yes. No. Anybody else? Chanting, satsang, association. I had talked not about general rules. Association, chanting, reading books, it's fine. Very, very practical. Very practical, which we can do right today. First thing.
Pray
together. We'll have to pray together, yes. Rise early in the morning. For rising early in the morning, you require to sleep in time. First of all, rise early in the morning, then do prayers together. So chant together, do Mangalarti together. The family which prays together stays together. The family that dances together advances together. And the family that sings together clings together. Right? We should sing together, we should dance together, we should pray together. Because that is what will keep us together. See? So we should get up early in the morning, chant, do our chanting, our prayers, our aarti in the morning. Important thing. Then we should read books together. But one important thing which I taught was very, very specifically, very easily possible to do. And that is to worship. Yes. Tulsi Maharani. It might appear very simple, not sure what will actually happen, but the effect will be seen when you will do it. Just watering few drops of Tulsi Devi every day will change the life. Because Tulsi is Bhakti Pradayini. She is Bhakti. Somehow, if you see in, just probably in our parents' time, every house outside had Tulsi. Just last month, I went to Jagannath Puri. And I was walking on the road going from one temple to the other temple. And there were literally like hearse type of house, you know, very, very small. Without fail. Do you remember, Shiva, we were talking? Without fail, every single house had Tulsi outside. And it's so pleasurable to see Tulsi Maharani. She has so much of positivity that she brings that peace and auspiciousness. And what are you going to lose by having a Tulsi Maharani? We have 1,000 plants. Nowadays we have lots and lots of money plants coming together and other plants. In a simple one, at least with whatever plants you water, it's fine. Have Tulsi plant outside your house and water and offer one single agarbatti or priya water if it's possible. And offer water everywhere. Life will change. Okay? And the last important thing is that whatever you do, whatever you eat, you should always offer. Okay? So whatever we cook, we should offer it to Krishna. What do you mean by offering to Krishna? Put it in front of Lord Krishna's picture or in a clean plate or in a neat form that you have and offer some prayers, offer some mantras. But if you don't know mantras, how do you offer? want to tell Krishna, Krishna, please eat. But you don't know the Sanskrit shlokas. What do you do? Seven? Correct. Lord is Lord of love. Krishna is not Lord of rules and regulations. If a child doesn't call, cannot call mother properly, he calls in a different language. I still remember my house name is Deepa, but my sister's daughter initially she couldn't say Deepa, she would call me Pina. But doesn't it actually brings more love? Right? The loving father doesn't wait for the exact mantras. It is the feeling, the emotions what Prabhu said exactly. Put the plate, clean plate, nice prasada, whatever has been cooked fresh, in Krishna, please take this. To put that bhoga, we don't call it prasada because then we put bhoga, offer it to Krishna. After a few minutes, select Krishna. Take it and tell Krishna, thank you. And what does Krishna do? When Krishna wants to eat, he eats away all things, whatever we offer. Does he eat or he doesn't eat? He eats, then empty plate we take it back. He eats or he doesn't eat? He doesn't eat. Then why are we putting it in front of him? He accepts through the eyes. Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Anga Niyasya Sakalendriya Vrittima Pashyanti Panti Kalyanti Chiram Jayanti. Lord can do anything with anything, any of the limbs. So he eats with his eyes and he accepts what is there in our plate, not the food, but the love. He accepts that love and he puts his mercy. And that's why that food becomes prasad. If you open the dictionary, the meaning of word prasad is not food. The word meaning of word prasad means mercy. The basic simple things which we can do as a family. So today we are going to talk about something very specific. Might be interested into that. Today we are going to talk about the woman should. Did we talk about why women should be always protected in society? Did we talk about it? No. So we are going to talk about the woman should always be protected, the position of woman in society. Then going on to the specific duties of husband, you all want them to know, right? Duties of husband, then duties of wife, because we already talked about duties as a family together, now it's going to be separate duties of husband, wife, and then men's psychology, women's psychology, do's and don'ts for a happy family. So today, very, very specific things, and you might have a lot of questions. This is quite introspective. And there might be a lot of questions. Don't worry, you can definitely ask any question you want. I would say because of the time constraint, maybe I can finish and then at the end you present all the questions. But in between, if anybody is like, no, I have to tell the question, ask question now, then please feel free to ask questions. In between also it's okay. Okay? So we're going to say, start with, the woman should always be protected in society. Now the scriptures mention that the woman or a female gender should always be protected. The childhood, generally the female children are protected by father. When they are young, they are protected by husbands. And when they become old, they are supposed to be protected by their young sons. Why? Do you all agree that woman should be protected? Or first, do you agree that the woman needs protection?
Yes.
Or we feel, I don't care, I can protect myself. Anybody who feels like that? Why the woman needs protection?
Because in the mentioned that the humans are protected, then we body fits.
Yeah?
God is
Wherever the woman is protected, the god or auspiciousness will exist. Yes, that is a position. Do we need protection? Do females require protection? Yes. Basic, simple, how much ever you say, I'm well trained, I'm judo karate champion, this, that. Women are physically made weak. They are a weaker gender physically. Later we'll go to the other parts. But physically they are a weaker gender. Acceptable or not? So what is wrong in saying that, yes, I'm weaker physically, so I need protection. Then we next go to emotional, mental, and spiritual needs. Mentally, scriptures don't say that the women are weak. But, because they are simple, they are easily influenced. Do you know, do you agree that women's are, women's mind is more simple and males are generally more complicated? Sorry. But they think from their mind, simple words, and the females generally think from their, or this, from their heart. Is it true? Right? So mentally speaking, also we are weak. Why? Because we use our heart, we are emotions. We are full of emotions. Because of that, we are very easily, we can get carried away. When somebody just comes crying, our heart will melt. And the males will think, generally, these are all general rules, okay? Some exceptions will be there. Generally, males will think, find out, is it real tears or somebody's trying to fool me or cheating me? Females generally will easily get simple. We will become very soft-hearted. Is it true? It means that they will easily can get fooled. They can easily get cheated. Is it true or not? It's true. And that is the reason why they need protection. It's not a weakness. Please understand that thinking from heart is not a weakness. That is the reason why she is given the position of mother, which is just next to God. Because they are so loving, because they are so caring, it is just the position next to Lord. Lord gave his heart of care after him to mother. So it's, don't think that because we think of females think from heart and they can easily get influenced, they are soft, it is a weakness. It's not a weakness. It is also strength, or it's also one of the very good quality. But secondly, it means that because they are soft, they can be easily influenced. And that is the why, second reason that why they need protection. Okay? Third reason. Do you, when you have in your house, you know, like we all have the showcases. You have some diamonds and some valuable stones, you know, we get it from $3, $4, $10. It looks nice. We put it on the showcase.
Huh?
That's so nice, big, people can see it. If the husband has given a real diamond, very small size.
Do we still keep it outside?
Do we keep them outside? Where do we keep it?
Safe.
Safe. Very small actually they are, and we are having these big, big stones. Sometimes they look even prettier than the real stones. But the value makes a difference, correct? The real diamonds are always protected inside the deep safe in the cupboard. We don't keep it outside. The value of the woman in the society is like real diamonds. Sorry to say, but the husbands or the male genders are relatively tough. They're not like that, but they can be exposed outside. The female needs to be protected. And these are the reasons you should never feel. Females have to feel, you have to be protected. And nowadays, women's liberation. Right? People think, I am equal important, equal position. Yes. Are we not physically weak? Are we not mentally weak? Yes. We are more valuable to be protected. We hear so, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be a little sensitive area, just for a very short time. But it's one of the facts in life. Every now and then, a big news comes out which actually shakes up the whole society or community sometimes, where a female is raped. Have you ever heard they do it? No. Families whole, we say that families, the prestige is associated with character and chastity of a lady. It means that they are very important part of society, and that is the reason why they need to be protected. Not that they are weaker and they are lower. No. If we need protection, we should feel happy that we are important. Right? Anybody walking on the street is not given 4 guards again around them to talk. Only the, to protect them. Only the prime minister, only those who are in very high position are given protection. So if female are given protection, female should never think that we are lower. No. We are important. Okay? This is one of the very common so-called revolutionary thought nowadays people think that we are also equal, we can also wear the same clothes, we can also do the same job, we can do... Yes, that's things to say no, but the position still remains the same. Still they only have to carry the babies in their home, never the male partner. This is the reason why why female needs always protection. Now, what is the position of a woman in society? The scriptures, they have given very, very beautiful references. Bhishmadev, in Bhishmadev's teachings to Yudhishthira Maharaj, tells very, very clear-cut instructions. When he was on his deathbed, one thing is there, that those time people, like those Yuga, people who had, especially a person like Bhishmadev, would not speak lie. But for that matter, anybody who is on deathbed is not going to lie. And that is why Lord Krishna made Bhishma on the deathbed to give lot of instruction to Yudhishthira Maharaj, what are the different ways are important, the rules to run a society, or to run a country. So if you read or hear the instruction of Bhishmadev to Yudhishthira Maharaj, they are really beautiful. And they carry more importance because he's speaking, person of his caliber is speaking on his deathbed. It is like all positive multiplied. And that's why it carries a lot of importance. And the Vishwadev's instruction has one full part on position and respect of a woman. So Vishwadev says to Yudhishthira Maharaj that in a family where a woman is protected, that is the only family where the auspiciousness and happiness will come. Just exactly what Prabhu said in the beginning, that that is the family or that is the area where the happiness will come. And obviously the second part is the family or the society where the female is not protected will be vanquished. They will never remain happy. They represent Lakshmi Devi. Even the Lord has given all important posts or the department to ladies. Mm-hmm. Who is a defense minister of the world? Defense minister of the world. Durga Devi. He is the defense minister. Who is the education minister?
Saraswati.
Who is the finance minister? See? All important ways. Huh? Any country you go, education, finance and defense. These are the three important most posts, right? And Lord Krishna has given these three important posts to ladies. This is what Bhishmadev says, that a family or a society where the female is not given proper protection will be vanquished. He says that it is very important that every single woman must be given love, should be adored and honored. The women are where the women are honored, the demigods are praised. How in which the woman folk are not honored, all acts become fruitless. This is what Bhishmadev says. If the woman in the family lives in grief, then that family will become extinct, and the house will be destroyed. Such is the power unleashed when a woman is displeased or dishonored. This is the position of a woman. In the Vedic society, the woman is a symbol of awe, reverence and worship. A chaste and pious woman can transform the condition of the entire society. These are the things given in the scripture. Last time when at the end of the lecture somebody came and asked me this question, that what is the position of the woman according to scripture? And I told that I don't remember the person who asked this question. So I said that it will be discussed in next time. That woman's position is given as very, very important. They need to be adored, respected, worshipped, appreciated, and cared for. And if that is not done, the society will be extinct. And the example is obviously there, Kauravas, where a female, the entire root, if you see, the curse or the pain which came out from the heart of Draupadi was the actually root cause of destruction of entire Kaurava dynasty. The Vedic injunction says that all men should look upon all women as mothers except their wives. So except their own wife, rest all women should be treated as their own mothers. So next we any questions, any wild objections? So now we are going to go over to duties of husband. Now, very important that once we understand the position of each other, then we understand that what is our duty. It's very important that we all, when we enter into vyavasaya, or when we enter into relationship, we are always have a list of things which other person should do for us. But it's also important to know for each one of us what is expected out of us, of our own self. When our expectations from others are low, expectation from ours is good. Like if we can put high expectation and match that expectation, life will be peaceful. But the reverse is the thing which we see in the society. Nobody is, the male doesn't want to be like Ram, but they want their wife to be like Sita. And the woman doesn't want to behave like Sita. They expect perfect Ram in their husband. Best is to expect best out of you and have the lower expectations of others. And for that we should know what is the duty of each partner. So we'll go into detail of each one. So I'm going to start with husbands. Because I'm Mataji side, no? So I'm taking little softer side. So first, for Prabhuja, we will tell them. Then we come to Mataji side. So first thing is very important that husband, and for that matter wife also, you should never take the other partner as our property. It's not that this person belongs to me and she's supposed to be serving me. The main mood in Grihastha Ashram of husband, for that matter of the wife, should be that we are trustee of each other. We are here to take care. If this wife has come or this lady has come to my house as my partner, I'm like trustee for her, finally to offer together this family in the service of Krishna. This basic mood of trusteeship, giving away the proprietorship, will solve most of the problems of Grihastha. The day we will really start thinking that this person is not meant to serve me, meant to serve the Supreme Lord, and together we can serve our Krishna. So when this trusteeship is a basic mood, and when that comes in the husband or wife, that will actually help to have a successful Grihastha. Great Vaishnavas, they never neglect their responsibilities. So there are two things. We should not be too attached in a family life. So when we start reading scriptures on the name of attachment, we still many times start becoming irresponsible. So there is a thin line between the two. We should never become irresponsible on the name of attachment. Whatever is our responsibility as a husband should be done. So what are the responsibilities? The responsibility of a husband is to, basic first thing, provide physical needs, emotional needs, financial needs, and lastly spiritual needs of the partner. Because they are in a stronger position in the family, it is a responsibility to see that the other partner is provided of all these basic needs, including the spiritual needs. Rishabhdev, when he is talking in Srimad Bhagavatam, he tells his sons, and his sons, that a person should not become husband if he is not able to deliver the wife back to God at the end of his life. Husband wife together should not become parent if they cannot deliver the children who are dependent back to Godhead in this life. A person should not become spiritual master if he cannot deliver the disciples back to God. So basically, husband is in a position where wife is supposed to be dependent on husband. And that is why the responsibility of husband to provide the needs which includes physical, mental or emotional, financial and spiritual. Right? Many times we might feel that, okay, I'm giving you a lot of love. I'll take care of you spiritually, but no need of asking for too much of physical comfort. This is all material. No need. That's also not correct. Because still you are in basic needs, if they are not fulfilled, we cannot actually do our spirituality also properly. Anybody who is Maharashtrian here? There are few. If you have heard the sentence, they call पहला फोटोगा नंतर विठोगा ऐकलाय ना बरोबर ना. इफ द स्टमक इज एम्प्टी हाउ कॅन यू ऍक्च्युली चॅन्ट कृष्णाज नेम. फॉर सम टाइम इट विल हॅपन बट वी आर नॉट परमहंसेस. वी हॅव टू एक्सेप्ट देर आर फ्यू पीपल दोज यू कॅन गो टू हिमालयाज विल नॉट ईट फॉर मेनी डेज मंथ्स दे कॅन स्टील चॅन्ट बट वी आर नॉट. यू हॅव टू कम टू द बेसिक रियालिटी. आर वी just not at that level. So we need to first fill our stomach and then only we can actually do service. So physical needs are important to provide enough for the physical body to stay together. So proper housing, proper. It doesn't mean that wife also should be too demanding that I want this car and that car and big bungalow. No, not like that. The basic physical needs are important. More than physical needs is the emotional need. You give the best of the facilities for your partner. But if you do not appreciate them, you do not talk to them nicely, you do not respectfully behave with them, will your partner be happy? This is the second important thing for both the genders actually. Emotional needs. But the females generally are, they have more of emotional requirement. So talk to them nicely, adore them, appreciate them. Many times, practically speaking, we do appreciate our partners. But go and ask yourself or check in your own life. Do we express our appreciation? Do we express? If somebody next door, our colleague, comes and gives us one cookie and says, I have made it at home, we will eat and immediately say, very nice. It's very nicely done. Do we immediately don't appreciate? Every day and night, lunch and dinner and breakfast, the wives are cooking and they are giving us. But it's routine for us. How many times we go and tell them that the breakfast was nice, the lunch was just perfect. One day, if the salt is slightly more, immediately we will pick up the phone and say, Hey, kai re baba, kute loka hota tujha? Kitni mitha ghatla hai? Immediately, we don't take a while. When it comes to appreciation, do we appreciate? Do we do appreciate? I will not say we do not appreciate. Many times we appreciate. But important is express your appreciation. We take them for granted. Why? When we can tell our, when you're going in a train, you just step over another person. Immediately we'll say sorry. Right? Sorry. But we walk over each other's emotion day in and day out. How many times we tell sorry? Genuinely. Expressing the feelings, especially the appreciation in words, is one of the very, very, very important part of Harasana. Take it from me. Every day decided. Today I will say at least 3 good sentences of appreciation to my partner. Both. It may be just simple. Today you are dressed nicely. Today your smile was nice. The light will change. Why? Because everyone wants to love and to be truly loved. They know you love. That's why you are working day and night hard, sweating like anything to get all the money so that they remain happy. But you come and give them thousands of dollars but don't see even one word of appreciation, it is not going to be happy. Give them little bit but tell them that I am happy with you and I'm so happy with you or you don't worry at night. And tell them nicely so that stress. And last is spiritual needs. That is the most important part. Even if you are providing them all the happiness of life, but if it is just at the level of body, it's not going to help. Spiritual need, giving up circumstances or the family environment in such a way that finally together we progress and finally achieve our final goal of life to please Krishna or to serve Gurudev or Vaishnavas. It's going to be like saving the boat. If a person is drowning in the ocean, you go, try, you think you are a good swimmer, you go and finally catch hold of his him, we are catching hold of his collar, and you try to pull him out, and when you come out, you realize only the boat came out, the person drowned. Does it help? So if you take care of physical, financial, mental, emotional, all the needs, but spiritually the person is doomed. The soul is doomed. Then, what is the point? Spiritually also it's very important and it is the important need and responsibility of every husband to see that the wife advances spiritually. That is the main duty of every husband, because they are dependent on you. And one good thing is that whatever good things spiritually we do, the males do, the females get directly 50% of it. So females are at advantages. So important way to grow them or inspire them is to practice spiritual life in your own life and make the standards. What will happen when we, as a male gender, do our duties properly and set and follow the standards, it will command respect. Psychology of men is that they generally want respect. It's just the way God has made them, their ego. They need to be respected. There's nothing wrong. This is how the Lord has made them. But instead of demanding respect, you will command respect when you are following the rules and regulations in your own life. Your partner will be forced or will be dragged. Because even when they want to find mistake, they will see, oh, just perfectly you are taking care of everything. And you are following the spiritual standard. When we follow everything nicely, including the spiritual life properly, the female gender will automatically get that respect and they follow you. Devahuti was daughter of Swayambhu Manu. She's a princess. Swayambhu Manu is who? The creator. Right? And his daughter, Devahuti, was married to Kardama Muni. And Kardama Muni, spiritually very advanced, but materially he was, yes, but he was like a Muni. He didn't have much facilities and he used to get very angry, he was obviously not good looking. But because of his spiritual powers, Devahuti just served him day and night without taking care of husband. And then obviously Kardama Muni later got very pleased and then he regained his beauty, her beauty. And they provided her so much comfort and everything, including the physical and spiritual needs. And then they were blessed with some very high person as a child. And who was the child? Kapila Dev. Kapila Dev is none other but the expansion of Lord Himself. So the princess, Devahuti, was automatically, she felt like giving her life because of the strong spiritual standards. It is important that duty of a husband is to have very good standards of spiritual life in their own life. So respect will follow. It will never be demand. It will automatically come. Next is some important qualities of a husband. Humility, tolerance, and understanding. By nature, because they are stronger part, physically, most of the times they are earning wise or financially they are stronger. They are the decision maker most of the time. So it automatically, it just spontaneously happens that you start becoming little more controlling. It's nature. And that can lead to pride. And that's going to break your house. But when all these qualities, which has come naturally, that because of your responsibility, you are powerful, you are taking decisions, if there is a natural humility to understand that this is a gender which has been made so by the Lord. If they are not earning, are you thinking they should not be working too hard? If they are earning, it's fine. But if they are not working too hard, they are not expected to be earning. So just because we are earning, we don't have to feel that, oh, I'm stronger. Just simple humility that person is also has left her own comfort zone, leaving her parents, her own comfortable environment where for years together they were grown, that she has left everything to serve me, to be with me, to encourage me, and to take care of my family. Just that one thing is enough to make us humble and to extend a bit, little bit more, and give little bit more. What's wrong? If we become little humble and understand that it's not easy, try and do this. Leave your family and go and stay with the family of the others. It's very difficult. It's not easy. With a person whom you have never met, or probably nowadays people date and then go, but whatever little bit you know, but you're going to stay with somebody whom you are not comfortable with, you have to really get used to them, and serve their entire family, like this, like everything you follow, it's not easy. But generally the females will do that. So it's a duty of a husband to let go a little bit more, be a little broad-hearted, to be a little more kind, humble, and encourage them to help them. Finally, because when the wife is encouraged, she will assist you, and together you can grow. So tolerate some mistakes, something. Is this what your mother taught you? And you know, like, one thing very important. Never ever go on the spouse's parents or the families. Whatever you talk to each other, talk. Don't go into bad words. Whatever you go also to the extent, never extend to their extended families. It will spoil the relationship. More than that, it will show how narrow-minded we are. It reflects on our own self. The day you think or the day you come out with the words, your parents, your this, I'm telling you very, very honestly, you lose your own credentials. Never do that. No matter is that important that we lose our basic standards of time. And that's very important. Husband should always be loyal, faithful, and dutiful to the wife. Whatever said and done, one person with whom you are officially, legally married should be always loyal to each other. So this loyalty of the husband is very, very important. So we started with that thing that be in the which mood? What is the first point was? Duties of husband. Okay, chalo, test kar liya sabki. Itna yaad raha hai, batao. Sabse pehla point. First was?
Appreciate.
Now, first was?
Individual needs.
First point. Trusteeship. This is very important. Why I am telling, I am again? Because when trusteeship is there, others will follow. Others will follow. And you will realize that I'm just a trustee. I'm not a controller. I'm not a proprietor of my family. Other things will follow. This is very important. Take this home. One message if the husband had to take home today, take this one. I'm the trustee, not the proprietor. Your life will change. Okay, first is trusteeship. Second is, take care of their
needs.
Physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Okay, so one thing I will ask. In emotionally, what is one important thing we have to practically do it every day? Appreciate in clear words, in the language which they understand. Okay, spiritual needs? Correct, praying to God. And for that, most important is that our own standards should be so well placed that they will automatically respect you. So you have to command respect. And the other things which you talk that they should never ill treat their wife or the female gender. Always respect them, love them, protect them, and be loyal to them. Okay. Now, Mate's side. Okay, you have to note down. At the end of it, I will ask all of you now, what are your duties? Okay? So, woman, what is the most important quality, not one, two, two most important quality of wife given by scriptures?
Respect and
serving. Serving the husband. Okay, so this two falls into one. It's called as submissiveness. And the first is chastity. Chastity and submissiveness. These are the two most important qualities of wife. Why should we be submissive? Why can't they be submissive? But if one person has to be submissive, why not me? If somebody has to adjust, we always say, if somebody has to adjust, why can't they adjust? They can also adjust. Let us adjust a little more. Why? This is how Lord has made the gender. Lord has made the gender, the wife by nature, the females by nature like to follow. We see sometimes the families where wife says, "Bartan uthao, ye karo, wo karo." And the husband just does it. The other lady comes and says, "Wow, she's so lucky. Husband just listens to every word what she says." You feel like that, right? Ask that lady. The husband does not speak a word, then they will say, "Ki bangle dalai ke haath mein." You bagra kya chalega? Females in their heart will respect those who are not those who are dominating, but but those are at least some manly characters. Why? Because by nature, females like to follow. But they want to follow somebody who can actually command respect. Not demand, but command respect. If they don't, then they will automatically start dictating. But in their heart, they like to follow. And that is the nature of a woman. And that is why, if you have to follow, be submissive. And the scriptures say that wife should be submissive to the husband, the husband should be submissive to the spiritual master, and like this they can be connected to the Lord. There has to be one shade. Right? So every time we say, why can't it be reverse way? The husband is submissive to the wife is submissive to the spiritual master, and that can also go. Yeah, it can go, but the nature which has been made by the Lord. Have you seen jigsaw puzzle? You have seen jigsaw puzzles, some there are angles and you have to fit them, right? If everything is just made same way, it won't fit. Jigsaw puzzles are like this, that when one comes out, the other is to fit in, it has to go in. Correct? Then only it will fit properly. So Lord has made the male and female not weaker or stronger. He has made like a jigsaw puzzle so that they will fit each other properly. The weakness of male is the strength of female. And the weakness of female is the strength of male. So this is how they have been made. That we are simple by nature, humble by nature. So that's why we follow. We follow whom? Better is to follow husband instead of the entire world. If he is following the Lord, you follow him. Finally, the whole society and the family becomes happy. It's very important. The husband should be spiritually very strong. When they are strong, the wife follows them. You are connecting each other. This wife is connected to husband is connected to Lord, and the family is just perfect. It is given in scriptures that even if the husband is a demon, not spiritually doing anything good, but if the wife is chaste to that husband, she will go back to Godhead. And secondly, she will benefit her husband by her own chastity. Examples? Mandodari. Anybody else? But Sati Savitri's husband was not a demon. I was talking about demon. Somebody else also. Why did Krishna become Shaligram? Shakuni? Shakuni never married. Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi's husband was a demon. But he was because of her chastity, he was becoming so strong that he could not be killed. And Lord Krishna had to disguise himself as demon. I think what is the name of the demon? I don't know. So Lord Krishna had to disguise himself as a demon, the wife of Vrinda Devi, and he came to molest, actually molest in a sense, break the chastity of Vrinda Devi. The time as soon as her chastity was broken, her husband was killed dead. This is the power of chastity. And that is the time when Vrinda Devi realized my husband has been killed. She realized that this person who is sitting next to me is not my husband. Because my husband cannot be killed till I am chaste. My husband is killed, it means that my chastity is gone. It means that the person sitting next to me is. So immediately when she realized that this is Lord Vishnu, who had come to break her chastity, disguising himself as her husband. And she immediately cursed him, because you have broken my chastity, you require to have a stone heart to break a woman's chastity. So you become a stone. So that is the time when Krishna became, or Lord Vishnu became Shaligram. And then she became the Tulsi. Vrinda Devi came to the sea. I think it's Mura Devi. This is the power of chastity. That she will go back to Godhead. Even the husband doesn't do anything, doesn't matter. She will go back. Just by being chaste to even a demonic husband. So our husbands are sort of, just think, your husbands are not so demonic. They can't be chaste. Like it's a Mura Devi. And just by being chaste, whether whatever they do, our going back to God is sure. It's very important. Second is submissiveness. When we have these two important qualities, chastity and submissiveness, the life will be very easy. Why every time I only should do? Somebody has to do. Try and see if I can do, let me do. If I can stretch myself, let me do. what will happen when we will adjust. They also have heart, they are not strong hearted. They will be a little more tough people, but their heart will melt. And the day their heart will melt, then they will become like Krishna. Krishna becomes servant of his devotees. Similarly, the husband will then follow the wife completely. So the best way to get the husband under your control is to serve them. Be submissive to them. And then there is competition. Who wants? You do what they want and they will do what? And that is a win-win situation. So there are the two important qualities of wife: chastity and submissiveness. Now, Satyabhama. Satyabhama is wife of? She once comes to meet Draupadi, visit Draupadi. And she is asking Draupadi that we all 16,108 wives always try to keep one person happy, that is Krishna. And your one lady is trying to, you keep five husbands more happy than what we all together can keep Krishna happy. How are you able to manage five husbands? It is also so nicely that they actually do whatever you want. This is what Satyabhama asks Draupadi. Satyabhama is Lord's wife, queen. She is inquiring from Draupadi. Said, what do you do? What is the magic in you that keeps your husband under your control? All husbands, all wives want to know this. How to keep the husband under control. So Queen Draupadi is asking, I know that you are able to rule your husbands, who are as strong and handsome as the chief of gods. But why are they so obedient to you and never upset by you? Please explain what you are doing so I may get Krishna also to do what I want. We all want to know, right? So, now I'm going to say what Draupadi answers. Draupadi says, the eternal virtue or virtue of a woman is based on her concern for her husband. Baseline. The way their baseline is trusteeship, the wife's baseline has to be. Is this what will please my husband? Is this in favor of my husband? Full stop. Any thought, any activity, when we think that is this good and will he be pleased with it? That is what Draupadi is saying. I do not do any activity. She says, whether I am sleeping, eating or ornamenting myself, I never act against the will of my husband. Simple, even when eating or sleeping. And then Satyabhama says, is that all? And she says, yes. And one more thing, never criticize your mother-in-law. She's saying, I'm not saying. So then she's saying a lot of other things in detail. Says that vanity, restraint of desire and anger are very important part of our life. Never get upset. Even you get upset, never let go your tongue speak anything. The way once the arrow comes out of the bow can never be retrieved back. The words which has come out of the mouth is gone. Use your words very, very carefully. It applies to both sides, but women being more emotional, when they are loving, they will say also very nice words, but the time when they are hurt and angry, they won't mean anything, but they can sometimes go to that extent that they will speak such harsh word that it actually hurts the opposite person very, very badly. There was a boy like this who was very angry. And in anger, obviously happens that you do something, you speak something, you break something, you know, you do some activity which later on you might repent, but it is gone. The father wanted to teach the child for repercussions. So he said that, okay, whenever you get angry, I'm giving you a few nails. Take a nail, go on the backside of the wall and nail it at the wall. So your anger will get vent out. So he would go and just put the nail. So whenever you would get angry, he would just go and hitting the nails in the wall many times. When both of us are working, the wife also was stressed at the office. What do they come, when they are also stressed, how do they come to reduce the stress of the husband? Both of them are equal stressful, so when you come home, also start banging each other's head. Right? So never do, this is not given in scripture, this is my simple practical advice. Except that it is dire emergency in the house. Sometimes there may be needs. To fulfill that, you might have to work. But never go to work in such a way that when you come home, you cannot give a welcoming smile to your husband. That money is not going to help you. You might earn, you might think that, oh, it's going to help my self-respect, you might get out of loan very fast, you might get 2 houses, you might be able to get a few cars. The relationship will go. Or even if it is there, you maintain somehow, it won't be a happy relationship. You want to do a job, you want to work. If it allows you to take care of this basic necessity of the husband, do it. Otherwise, just for remaining professional, it's not required. I'm sorry, I'm just being very, very blunt, but this is practical. You want to go out, you want to earn. If you can manage, go to the work, come back, be at home, keep a nice clean house, keep everything food ready, and have a nice welcoming, smiling face when the husbands come back. Please, go ahead. But we are humans. We take care of children also. We will take care of the family also. We have to take care of cleanliness also. Vishwadev says, she should be jolly, cheerful, clean, well-dressed. She should be clever in household management, keeping the things neat, clean, and economical in her expenses. See, Vishwadev is saying, be economical. We should never be having like too much of extra vacant expenses. Even if the husband is irritable and sometimes does something is little off, she should be understanding and forget and forgive and be broad-hearted. And then he talks about Devahuti, how Devahuti was always serving her husband as a movie. These are the basic things that the wife should be chaste, submissive, have a this is what even Devahuti says, that the wife should be very well dressed and look very fresh when the husbands come in the evening. Draupadi tells that when my husbands are around, I dress myself very nicely, I decorate myself with all the ornaments. But the day when they are not around, I do not dress. Because we dress for home, not for the world. Dress for. But sometimes it just happens that at the home we are tired and we don't want to even look nice, shabby, whole day. We are also tired. But when they come home, they see you all shabby, tired, down face like that. They also feel irritated, but they just see somebody is very fresh, happy, smiling. Then all the stress of the work and other things will go away. So the basic thing which we need to provide according to scriptures, just a good fresh look, a basic smile, and a welcoming face when they come home. Keep the house clean, neat, that is a responsibility of wife, and manage the house economically. Okay. Now, from where does this come? So much of responsibility of difference in responsibility of husband and wife. Why? Because the psychology is different. Very basic psychology when we understand, then we will know why these people are like this and why these people are like that, and then we won't have too much of problems in life. So scriptures describe, and I being doctor can endorse this because I've seen this psychology. We study and we see that in and out. But I was surprised when I was reading Bhagavatam. That, oh my god, we thought that science has found out all these things in psychological books, but everything is given in Bhagavatam. So men's psychology, the men's sense of self-definition comes through the ability of achievement. They always feel the nature of male is that they can achieve. I can do this. You tell them, chodo, ye aapki bas ka nahi. Oh my god, the last thing you can ever tell your husbands. Forget about it, I don't think you can do it. It's done. Oh my god. Never say this to your husbands. Or let me for any other to any other means. Because their sense of respect comes from their sense or ability to achieve something. They don't want unnecessarily unasked advices. If you know, Madhukari would always advise Ravana. Gandhari was a very good advisor for Dhritarashtra. But when? Sought for. When they're in good mood. Every now and then, don't keep on giving the advice to the husband. Even when they're irritated, they will come and tell you, this happened, but you do like this now, you can do like this. No, no. If they ask whom, they only ask. Very simple thing. Never advise your husbands. The people, why you are advising? You think, I don't know. Has it happened or no? You advise them and say, why are you telling me? You think, I don't know. I know. But you just now, you were irritating, you were saying like this, so I thought I would tell you. Don't say. To offer a man unsolicited is important, okay? Advice is to presume that he does not know what to do or that he cannot do it on his own, and that's why he is giving the wife giving guidance. This is the last thing you should do in your life. Okay? Men, because of their strong muscular egos, they automatically or naturally feel like dominating, so never give them advice from your side. A natural position of the wife is to be under subordination. So it's not that the wife need not or should never give advice. When she have reached that position, sometimes when they're irritated, they're frustrated, sometimes they'll come and say something, no, what do you think I should do it? Then gently say. But confirm that they really want advice. Unsolicited advice never be. Are you all happy?
Correct, no?
I'm asking you. I'm speaking from scriptures. You all are practical examples. You should tell the questions. The woman's psychology in a way is different. The woman's feeling of self-satisfaction comes when they feel loved and they feel the relationships are loving and caring. You understand the difference? They have to feel achieved and the female has to feel loved and cared. When they feel that they are achieving what they want in life, their goals are getting, they will be happy. And if the females feel that they are loved and cared and the relationship is good, they'll be happy. There's difference in psychology. Okay, when females get something, but they don't feel loved, they won't be happy. That is what this psychology. So at the end of the day, when you come back and you know, so you're sitting and the wife will come and say, today my wife did not come and I'm just so frustrated with my wife and then she's doing like this, she's doing like that. She will say, why don't you just take her off, get somebody else. They also don't want advice from you. The females, when they speak about their problems, 90% of the time they just want to vent out. Believe me, they don't want solution from you. They know what to do in their household problems. They will know. But they want to always say, that is the nature of a female. They just want to take out all the frustrations. They want to tell this, blah, 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 blah. They just listen. Oh, as soon as they say, it was so bad and my wife did not come. I had to do everything. Oh, that must be, but that must be having hard for you. Just say, let me make it go. Just listen and give some nice paraphrases words. They'll be happy. Don't give them solutions. When they feel they're heard, that's sufficient they want. They don't want you to come and help them in cooking and cleaning. They're not telling you that today I was not there and then I had to do all works. At the back of their mind, they're not thinking their own. So it means that you should come and do half of the work. You just show the sympathy that I understand that you had a hard day today. They're happy. When they feel that they're heard, at least the other person can understand me that I was working very hard. They will do more work for me. But make them feel cared. Make them feel loved. The woman just want to share their feelings about her day. And her husband thinking that he is helping, when he interrupts her by offering a steady flow of advices, he's gone. She's not going to be happy. Basic things, okay? Don't give advice when they don't ask. And when they come, blurt out them, this problem, this problem, just listen empathetically. And just understand what they are feeling. Just let them vent out. Don't give them advices. Now last part. Few do's and few don'ts. Important thing as a husband and wife, never nag. Something happens. We all are human beings. Are we perfect? Nor are we, nor are the other person. If we are not perfect, why do we expect the other person to be perfect? We do mistakes. And when mistakes happen, what do? There's a formula. Anybody knows what is the formula?
Learn from the mistakes.
Learn from the mistakes. Never, anything else?
Work on it,
correct. There are four things. When a mistake happens, first is recognize the mistake.
Okay.
If you don't recognize also, happily ignoring the mistake is the last thing you should do in life. So it's first is recognize the mistake. Second is repent. Say sorry. If I feel that I did something wrong today, I realize it. But my ego doesn't allow me to go and say sorry, that's not wrong. Second is regret. And the actual regret is what, you know, actual way of existence. This comes in psychological lesson, doesn't come here, but I have done psychological lessons. So if you step on somebody's foot, suppose, on the train, and you say sorry, the person actually, when it is very hard, they're really irritated. And then you say sorry, they're not going to be completely pacified. If you don't say sorry, they're going to be more irritated. But the best way is to say, sorry, I understand by mistake, I stepped on your foot and it must have hurt you very badly. I'll be more careful. This is the complete way of saying sorry. So even when we tell each other sorry, sorry, I know one morning I was in very bad mood and I said very harsh word. We just say sorry. But me, I sorry, bola na yaar. Abhi kya pair padu kya? It's not what we say like this. But is it, did we really say sorry? Did we really felt that way? Did we really mean it? If we, even if in the heart we meant, did we say it like that? You have to say that the, your feelings are expressed. And that is very important part of sorry. This Angrez, the British has just gave this thank you and sorry and full expression ka vaat laga diya. No, it's not enough. You have to go and say, I'm sorry. I know I hurt you by doing so things. I understand your feeling. I'll be more careful this time. So say sorry. First is recognize your mistake. Regret. Say sorry in a complete way. Third is rectify it. Whatever is required to be done for it. Okay? Suppose if you did something, it needs to be corrected. Go and correct it. Okay? If you know, sometimes you have thrown something, so you did not keep the things rightly. Go and keep it back nicely. Rectify it. And fourth is reconcile. Never do it again. That is a human being. So, important is 4 R. Anytime we do mistake, we are not human beings. We are not perfect, nor are we expected to be perfect. But we need to learn, as Prabhu said, we need to learn from our mistake. When we learn from the mistake, that this mistake does not remain anyone's mistake, but it becomes a lesson for the life, and we grow from that. If we fall down, we are not fallen. Till you get up and start walking again. If you remain fallen, then you are a fallen person. That is what is important. We all do. If we are not doing mistake, it means we are not working enough in life. Those who don't work, they won't have any mistakes only, right? When we report, I'm a radiologist, right? So sometimes we also make mistakes and then somebody will come back and tell that, oh, you have missed this out or something. But those who work, they will only do mistakes. Those who don't work, they just are sitting and finding mistakes in others. They don't see any mistake because they're not working also. So if we are working, we are acting, we will do mistakes. There's nothing wrong. We're not supposed to be perfect. If we are perfect, what is the difference between us and God? There's nothing wrong. Wrong is when we don't learn from our mistakes. When we repeat those mistakes again and again. We should recognize it. Next is rectify it. Regret. Second is regret. Third is rectify it. And fourth is reconcile. Never do it again. That is what is a complete mistake. This, okay, the complete cycle of the coming out of the mistake. So first thing in gross life, never nag anything. If mistake happens, do these 4 things and go ahead. Have a little broad heart. We are not Sita, we cannot expect them to be Ram. If they are not Ram, you should not expect your wife to be Sita, as simple as that. Maintain your own standards. Keep high expectation of yourself and be more forgiving to others. Generally in life, we are just the reverse way. We are more forgiving to our own mistakes and we want the highest standard from the other side. And that is a problem. We should be strict with ourselves. We should be a little more slack or a little more accommodative to others. These are the basic rules in life. Can you tell us two more which are very important?
One thing I want to tell you. I think most of the people are from MIT. We do mistake, but we want to throw that mistake to others.
Sorry?
We do mistake, but we always try to throw that mistake to others.
That's true.
But you did this mistake.
Correct.
So, what we should do?
Correct. Okay, I will come back to that also later. So, I'm just going to first say the simple rules of life. One is that do not nag. Do not try to forcibly change your partner's natural. Some, they all have their own nature. So, beyond a limit, you cannot change the other person. Correct? What you have to do is accommodate, inspire and encourage to go towards the right thing, and just inspire so that it will happen and accept that person as that person is. They will change for a better name. But just that I think my wife or my husband should be just like this. This is how she should dress up. This is how he should walk. I don't like the way you wear your shirt and I don't like the color of your shirt. So what? He likes that, he wear it. So what? She likes it. It's okay. I want her hairstyle to go like this only. Fine. Accept the person as they are. Don't try to change too much. At least not forcibly. Do not criticize. Criticism are of 2 types. One is called constructive and another is called destructive. Constructive criticism means that you tell something so that the other person grows from it. But it is very, very difficult to have that mood of criticizing with constructive. Most of the time it is destructive. So be very careful. We appreciate it. Even if we have to tell each other the mistake, because if we will not be transparent to each other, if we will not tell each other how to improve, how are we ever going to improve in our life? So if we have good thought or care for each other, we will tell that, you know, like, you are doing this, but this would be better in the other way. It's no problem. We expect each other to tell us the right thing, but the way you say, the mood in which you say, the words which you use are very important. And that is called as constructive criticism, not destructive. Okay? So if I say somebody that, you know, like, if you want to tell your wife that, you know, this is how you comb your hair, you look like a demon. Oh my god, she'll be out of her head. Actually, she might be looking like that. Actually, she might be looking so, you know, that, yeah, but it's not how you say. You look like Surpanakha. Something like that, right? But even if it is the fact, it's not how we should present. We should, that, you know, yesterday or last time, I saw you doing this way, that was looking much better. Do you want to try like that? How about that? Why do we think that the person will not accept? When we tell in a nice way, they will accept. But it's we, if we present in a such bad way, then how we expect? If you really are saying right thing, they will not accept. So very important, never use bad words, and especially never in a criticizing way. Always appreciate. Appreciate every small things in life and express in words. Appreciation should never be kept in the heart. If we appreciate another person, the person may be there today, may not be there tomorrow. And then we will have a full mehfil, Shok Sabha, and then we will appreciate with words and words and words. She was like this and he was like this. Are abhi kya? Now he has gone, no, he's passed away. Why can't we say these words when they are alive in front of us? Don't wait for us, each other to lose, and then appreciate. Express your appreciation in words. Very simple words. No need of making poems. If you want, you can. Probably. Be very attentive to the small acts of kindness and be a good listener. And last is, be courteous and respectful to each other. When we respect each other, automatically we will command respect from the other side. Always encourage each other and try to understand the other person. Generally we want to be understood, but we try to understand the other person rather than that person trying to understand us, the life will become easy. These are the few important things. Okay. So I have taken the test of Prabhuji's. What was their takeaway, home message from the duty? What are your things? Mataji's? Chastity. Somebody has to adjust, why not me? My Mataji used to always say that 5 years, the first 5 years, if the wife has this formula. Okay, whatever you say. 6 years, huh? It will change. Whatever you say. Because it's the way Krishna works. Krishna takes test of his devotees. But once the devotee is passed, he becomes subservient to his devotees. Same, they will also fall. Happy. Draupadi used to serve her husband so much, but they all used to just do whatever she wants. Why? Because she served. The best way to win the heart of the husband is to serve him. And the best way to win the heart of wife is appreciate them in words. Last time I told very important thing, practical thing, which doesn't come into scripture, that every year, take out few days, only with your family. We have so much of hectic schedule, so many responsibility to the office, to the other things, society, our relatives. And what happens is, whatever is closest to us, gets the compromise the most. This is what happens, and it's natural. Like, if somebody else needs you, you will go and stretch yourself. But your wife or your husband needs you, they know how busy I am, they will understand. Yes, they will understand, but they also need us. And this formula, if you follow practically, that every year, decide how many days, 5 days, 7 days, 15 days, whatever, minimum, this much. Go out, or maybe just hide in one corner of the world where nobody else can disturb you. Spend time with each other, husband, wife, and their family, the children. The relationship which will deepen during that time will take you through next 350 days of the year very nicely. We need to give time to each other. We need to, and it's not that we don't love each other. It's not that we don't respect for each other. But the flow of life, the speed in society is so much high that it's very easy to lose the focus of the people, those who are close to us. Eyes can see so much, but eyes cannot see the eyelids. It's closest. Correct? Same thing happens. When people who are very close to us, it's very easy to overlook their needs. Very easy to understand the needs of the boss and society, our parents or extended families. But when it comes to our own people who are very close, it's very easy to overlook them. But we need them the most. And that is why it's very important to give good time to them. But it may not happen every day. So if you just make it a regular practice, like one of the fifth regulatory principles, that every year for some days, I'll be just hiding in some part of the world. Go somewhere, switch off your mobiles only for emergency, you should be contactable. And spend good quality time with each other and your family, your own children. So it will really, really deepen your relationship, which will go very long. Yes, now we will come to the Prabhuji's question. Prabhuji was saying that this is a general tendency that when we see mistake has happened, when we recognize it, instead of regretting, rectifying and reconciling, the first thing what we do is blame. Blame others. Look around, kiska mistake hai? Kisne kiya hai? At least I am not the person. Somebody else only. So we try immediately to find out somebody else who has done it. And that's true. That is general response. Why it comes from? Defensive mentality. The defense is the best offense. Offense is the best defense. You know this, right? You offend somebody else, then you defend yourself. That comes out of fear. That comes out of lack of confidence to handle the face of situation. So we should first, ideally speaking, is when we recognize the mistake, take responsibility. Find out whether you are actually the responsible person. Look inside genuinely. Is there any one person that I may be one person? Many times it might happen, okay, maybe this person has done, this person has done. Okay. Is there any possibility I could have done it? There is no chance that it's not done by me. Obviously, now if some terrorist attack happened there and okay, I cannot be responsible for that. Okay, I understand. Okay, but something happened in the relationship, something happened in our office. Okay, if I analyze properly, can I be any percentage responsible for it? If yes, then rectify your part. Like regret for your part, rectify your part and reconcile your part. Forget about others. You cannot ever go and tell others what to do. But you can tell ourselves what to do. And the best way to preach others is by own action. When we speak big words, but when we do not act on it, what do people say? Your actions are so louder that I cannot hear what you are saying. Correct, no? Somebody says very nice philosophy, but in their action, they are doing wrong things. We will never be inspired by their words. But when we do right things, even without speaking, people will learn. It is the best way of preaching by our own actions. So this is a natural tendency for many of us. It's actually most of us. It comes from defense. That we want to protect ourselves, so give blame to others. But when we start learning, implementing this thing in our life, that okay, 90% may be somebody else's mistake. Is there even 10% that I contributed to this mistake? Okay, then I'm going to work on my 10%. And that will help us. Any other questions? Any other comments? Okay, before questions, I can take comments from each one of you. Because I can say that mine, you all are in practical boat, sailing your own grahastha ashram boat. So you might have many more realizations than me. So if you want to share your comments or your own realizations, please go ahead.
Yes, sir, you have a question? I have a question, but not yet.
Okay. Maybe let's see if there is comment, then we ask other questions. Any comments? Kuch palle pada ki sab upar se gaya. Okay, so then we ask take for this question.
Not related to books, right? Perhaps that one, if you put a kushi at your home, then you have to do something like that.
Okay, Prabhu is asking that he has heard that when you keep Tulsi at your house, we have to do something like do some particular type of puja, and then probably he is asking about Shaligram, Tulsi Vivaha we must do, because once in a year there is a puja which also says Shaligram Tulsi Vivaha, which people do, Okay. Whatever I have read, there is entire book on Tulsi Maharani worship, and I've read that book, and there is no mention that it is a mandatory thing to do. Tulsi Maharani is Bhakti Pradayini. So what our relationship with Tulsi is, that Tulsi is so dear to Krishna that Krishna has blessed Tulsi Devi, that if you will bless somebody else, my blessings will follow. So what we are doing is serving Tulsi, because Krishna is pleased when we serve Tulsi, and in return, Tulsi Devi blesses us, she is pleased with us, and then she gives us Krishna Bhakti. So there is no mandatory rule that there is Shaligram and Tulsi Vivah has have to be done. What is important is to just see to that, that Tulsi Maharani is kept in a respectable way. Just like any other other plants what we keep, and sometimes we take care of them, sometimes we forget about them. We cannot behave like that to Tulsi Maharani. She is a person. So we pray to her like a person. So she is a personification of Bhakti. So when, even if she is in the form of a plant, we think, you know, like when I offer Diya, I feel that yes, I'm offering it to Tulsi Maharani in her form. If it is too hot, I have to think that it's too hot for her, maybe she'll feel very hot. Can I do something which will reduce the heat over her? If it is too cold, if it is too windy, basically what we want is to develop a personal relationship with her. That is what is mandatory. It's nothing like this. Other rituals are not mandatory.
In Singapore, it was here, like, so every 2-3 months,
this is very commonly seen in Singapore, that Tulsi Maharani, she'll grow to some growth, and then after that her leaves starts going and they start dropping, and then what can be done? Most important is our efforts. When we put our efforts properly, then if she decides to leave, she leaves. So we try our best, we give all our required things. After that, if she leaves, we get another Tulsi Devi. But at the same time, I must agree that I have stayed in US, Canada, where the, and London, where the weathers are extremely challenging, with snow outside. And if you see their Tulsi garden, the way they do it, amazing. I'm impressed. Honestly speaking, personally, I could not do when I was there, because I was just there for a year. But the way they get separate bulbs for which take out the rays, which are like sunlights. They will maintain a temperature, they will have a humidity measure and everything. So they do. So when people go out of their way, they can do that also. But if it happens that even after taking all your care, sometime after a particular growth, if the leaf starts going, we pray to her and we try and see, did we do some mistake? Was there anything shortcoming from our side? If we come to know, we correct it. If not, that we have to continue getting, like, trying and growing another Tulsi and start continue to worship Tulsi. Never change.
Life is like, it's every time it's going, like, it's like in a species. And so, like, I mean, it's like...
It's very, like, I also personally feel that's true. Because when we worship them, like a person, when she leaves, I actually start crying, no? When the Tulsi Mani starts going, I really feel crying every day. At this moment also, if you will come to my house, we have 5 Tulsi Maharani, that's 5 stems. I just started going when I was shifting from my house, and I was really crying, but Tulsi is going, my Tulsi is going. Somehow when I shifted to the new house and I kept her in a little more sunlight, out of 5, 3 have started growing again. It actually become only 10. But now 3 has started getting all the leaves again. The 2 are still not growing. But basically what they see is your love and your affection and your feeling, and something is just beyond you, you have to just leave it and then continue to worship them. Suppose if all of them would have gone, I would bring another Tulsi Maharani. Because we are human beings and we do mistakes. So, like, we generally try to find out, is there anything more I could do from our side? We do that. And it's just like having children in the house. When you get children in the house, sometimes they will get hurt when they are not taken care, or sometimes they just, or when the daughters get married, they will go. But it doesn't mean that the parents stop producing daughters, because both of them will go. So actually it is also said in scriptures that when the Tulsi Vivaha comes, Shaligram Puja time, that comes just after Deepavali, then after that generally Tulsi goes. That's what I had heard in my, like in our family, like in our tradition, that they go because now Tulsi is going to go with Shaligram Ji. Then again she comes back after a while like that. So sometimes I feel that they are often in cycles. So we have to try our best, and if we feel that she is going, doesn't mean that, oh, better not to worship. No, we have to worship. Because she is our basic puja who is going to give us bhakti. We really need her. We really need to see money. There's no excuse for it. And in, actually, speaking in Singapore, it's not, the weather is not that bad. You can manage. Except sometimes it's very hot. Nowadays, when it becomes very hot, there was another devotee who has got huge tulasi like this. So when I was like there, I was asking, Prabhu, how your tulasi are so nice, so huge? And he was just saying, when the days are very hot, from 10 to 12, we will keep it in the sun. And after 12, it really becomes like burning. He gets her, oh, she must be feeling hot. I'll keep her in the AC for a while. Then he brings her in the AC for a while. And then he again, in the evening time, he brings her up. Obviously, like, we are at work, we cannot do this. But he's, no, I was just thinking that, see how much personal he is. That's why probably Tulsi Maharani is like really grown so well. They grow because of love. So we have to just try our best and give our love and pray that in future we can develop more love for them. Never get discouraged from doing services. We are human beings. Lord also understands we are human beings. Lord sees our intentions. Any other questions? Prabhu had some questions here. Any other questions for Pandit? Yes, Nirima.
We don't have a mistake. Sometimes the others will point at you, like your mistake only.
Yeah.
Then is it wrong to correct them that it's not my mistake?
Correct. This is very important. And this is for both the sides actually. That when we are in anger, whatever has gone wrong, we see that something has gone wrong. And as Prabhu said very correctly, the first response is other side. Point fingers at others, right? So it's a natural thing. Whoever is in a more angry mood is going to put it at others. Okay? It doesn't mean that is the final conclusion. If something has gone wrong, and if husband says that because of you this happened, it doesn't mean that the world ends there and this is the final conclusion of the entire world creation. Yes, you are the mistake person and you are going to be blamed for it. No, in the message, the anger, he said something. Never say, even if it is 100% not your mistake. If they're angry, you say, this is not my mistake, it's your mistake. It's last thing to do.
Fast.
Yes. Best is at that time, keep cool, keep calm. Don't say anything. Understand that from where it is coming, probably some frustration, some backlog from the office, some other stress. Sometimes we are not aware, but they have some financial stress that loan. So you bahut gussa aata hai na to pyar karne ko bhi jaate hai na tumhe wo gussa karte hai. For any other, like for each other. But he said, just get out. I don't want to see your face. Arre baap re, phir to hurt ho gaya. Arre mat jao. Do your duty. You should never neglect your duty. Oh, angry, I will make food. We cannot do that. You should do a responsibility. Just leave it there. Just give some space. If they want to vent out, baju wale ko to jaake nahi bolenge. Hamare pe kyon bol rahe hai? Because nazdeek hai. Bolte hai to bolne do. Jab shant ho jayenge na, agar humne kuch nahi bola na, to apne aap se wapas aayenge. Sorry. Agar bola hai na, samne jhagda kiya na, to we are also equally then part of it, no? Then how we expect them, then they started, this has happened because of you, then we started saying, no, this is because of you, we fought. And after that time, they will realize also that it was actually not your mistake. But you have already fought over it, then why he's not going to come and say sorry for it. Best is to keep quiet. Then you realize, you have to say sorry for it. After this class, surely will it. Oh, sorry, ke bolenge, bolenge, say, I know, I hurt you, I will not do this again. But never, for each other actually, jab bhi gusse mein hote hai na, never argue. Even if the opposite person is 100% wrong, never argue. It's not going to get you any better. If it is going to help, it's fine, but it's, likh ke reh sakte ho, nahi, it will not help you. Because anger with the power of discrimination goes. Usko jab bhi aaina bhi dikhaoge na, to bhi nahi samajh mein aayega. Kyon dikhane ka hai? Phodne ka hai? Never do it. Cool hone do. And understand that it must be coming from somewhere. Slowly, we all realize when we are more space giving, when we are more forgiving, they will introspect. It's for each other also. We also sometimes do that way. We'll introspect. And why should I every time go and, you know, like, blurt out and hurt my own people, those are next person? Slowly it will reduce. But if we keep on fighting, it will not reduce also. If it reduces, it will be reduced out of frustration. Isko bolke fayda hi nahi. Bolunga to jhagda karegi. Chale to bolta hi nahi. So that frustration, it might again stop the, like, it might reduce the amount of frustration or anger, but that will be out of frustration, not out of love and respect. But when we tolerate, it will reduce with positive results. It will reduce because of love and respect. There is a difference. Any other questions? Practical?
Practical. So we were trying to practice it, but we are not able to express our feelings. So they are telling, "Choro choro, choro choro."
Appreciation का समझ ही करना पड़ता है ना? अभी बहुत important. I'm going to tell you one story. I don't know whether I told you last time. Huh? One husband and wife would always fight. So the husband attended the seminar. Appreciate करो जरा. तो घर पे गए, वाइफ ने पराठे बनाए, पराठे दिए उनको गरम गरम, बोला था याद है जिसने नहीं सुना था उसके लिए बोलते सो अरे आज तो अप्रिशिएट, अरे क्या पराठे बनाए, जिंदगी में कभी ऐसे पराठे खाए ही नहीं और खाते जा रहे हो और तुम से वाइफ आई बेलन लेकर तो तुम्हारी अप्रिशिएट चेक कर रहा हूँ तो इतना गुस्सा क्यों कर रहे लाइफ में पहली बार तो अप्रिशिएट कर रहा हूँ तो बोलते लाइफ में इतना सालों तक खाना खिलाया तो कभी अप्रिशिएट नहीं किया आज पहली बार बाजू वाले ने पराठा दिया तो एप्रिसिएशन भी जरा संभाल दिया लाइन ही नहीं करना बट एप्रिशिएट करने के भी तरीके रहते हैं वी आर नॉट ऑल स्किलफुल बट दिस इज अ स्किल स्किल मीन्स आर्ट इट हैज टू बी डेवलप्ड देयर इज डिफरेंस बिटवीन समथिंग विच वी नेचुरली हैव समबडी हु इज अ गुड पेंटर इज अ पेंटर यू विल सी सम किड्स दैट सो यंग एज स्टार्ट पेंटिंग सो ब्यूटिफुली यू डाई यू ट्रेन योरसेल्फ यू कैन नॉट रीच दैट नेचुरलिटी राइट So that is something called as natural gift. Somebody has natural gift. But some things are called as skills. Communication, skill. Listening, skill. Why? Because this can be developed. Skill means can be developed. We have to train ourselves systematically and anybody can develop that. So this appreciation is a skill. We may not be good at it, but we have to learn. So maybe first the sentence is likhne ka. रट्टा मार लेगा और फिर बाइक को जाके बोल देगा उसको समझ में आ जाएगा कि ये तो आर्टिफिशियली बोल रहे कोई बात नहीं मेरे मन में तो अच्छा लगता ही है क्या बोलते हैं उसको आवर ओन प्रेजेस आर स्वीटर देन हनी ऑल्स राइट दिस स्लोली स्लोली दिस स्किल डेवलप्स इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट स्किल वेरी नेचुरल इन वेस्टर्न पीपल या इट्स वेरी नेचुरल इन वेस्टर्न पीपल For them, this is a courtesy, while for us, many times it is taken for granted. For us also, if you see, when it comes to the, just anybody outside the world, outside the family, except our own family members, take it, may just be your neighbor, we are so appreciative. Because we express our appreciation through fatafat. Flatter bhi kar lete unko. But ghar wale ko simple appreciate bhi nahi kar sakte. Flatter to aage ki baat hai. So we have to learn that. Anything else? Yes,
if one partner is like, if one partner is angry to other partner in a public, but he realizes soon that other partner that I is his mistake, but he is doing he's forgiving and he's like saying sorry, but in a
public,
then other partner has to realize okay he accepts that you are sorry. But the insult and all is in the public and sorry is in isolation. Is then
an important thing.
What is the right option?
No.
So, Madhuri?
Yeah, there is no comparison for it.
Other person
will the hurt which is gone, is gone. Like.
So he has to sorry in public also?
पब्लिक करना क्या फिर वही सेम पब्लिक होनी चाहिए अदर पब्लिक है फिर उनके पास सॉरी बोलो उन्होंने फाइंड आउट करें कि सॉरी क्यों बोला
दिस
कम्स फ्रॉम द बेसिक प्रिंसिपल ऑफ द वर्ड द्रौपदी सेज एट द एंड ऑफ द डे For wife, whatever is good in favor of my husband, I will do. So for us, even if the husband says, that I want to say you sorry in the public, wife should be actually saying, no, if you just feel sorry, if you really genuinely feel sorry, I don't want you to go in front of the public. That should be one. That is the best. Second best is definitely that they come and tell you sorry and you feel that, are, sabko pata nahi chala. But so what? पूरी दुनिया एक साइड में माई हस्बैंड और माई वाइफ एक साइड इफ वी आर हैप्पी विद ईच अदर वी अंडरस्टैंड ईच अदर hell with the whole world, who cares? Anyhow, the whole world is there to talk about you, whether you do good or bad. Nobody's going to bother about you. Believe me. Even if you behave very lovingly also, they'll have problems in it. They won't. When you fight also, they might feel sorry in their heart. Many of them will feel happy also. इधर भी झगड़ा होता है अपने घर में अकेला नहीं है वैसे तो बहुत अच्छे घूमते फिरते बट देखो झगड़ा हुआ जस्ट टेक इट दैट होल वर्ल्ड शुड नॉट अटेंड टूस इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फर्स्ट द फर्स्ट लेसन फ्रॉम हियर इज वॉट एवर आर अवर फीलिंग्स स्पेशली व्हेन वी आर एंग्री नेवर इंसल्ट ईच अदर इन फ्रंट ऑफ पब्लिक नेवर व्हाट टू टॉक अबाउट हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ ग्रोन अप पीपल यू गेट योर 5 year son इन फ्रंट ऑफ द क्लास When you know he just comes out of the school, आपने उसका बैग खोला अरे वाटर बैग नहीं है थाड़ करके चाटा मारा मेरे मम्मी जो कर रहा था ना घर पे आके मुझे दो चाटे मार रहे थे मेरे फ्रेंड्स ने मुझे चाटा क्यों मारा फाइव इयर्स चाइल्ड विल टेल यू दैट दे ऑल्सो हैव ईगो दे ऑल हैव मतलब ईगो देयर इज बेसिक सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट द बेसिक लेसन इज नेवर डू दिस इन फ्रंट ऑफ पब्लिक एवर बट इन केस इफ इट हैज हैपेंड द पर्सन रियलाइजेस से सॉरी Our motive should be forgive, forget, and my ego is hurt, and maybe in front of others, my self-respect is compromised. But to save my self-respect, if I have to tell my husband to say sorry, his self-respect will be compromised. I better save his self-respect than mine. Logo se kya farak hota? If he is mine, if he understands, not even expect for each other. That is what is called as broad-heartedness. And I'll tell you one thing, when we behave broad-heartedness, what happens, you know? God becomes happy. Forgiveness is that bridge. If we do not give others, we are breaking the same bridge which we will need ourselves to cross over one day. So when we forgive others, we attract the mercy of Lord. We all are doing day in and day out hundreds of mistakes. It may not be with husband, it may be with somebody else. But when we forgive others, Lord becomes forgiveful to us. We attract His mercy. How broad-hearted He is. How broad-hearted she is. She has forgiven such a big mistake. Let me forgive His or her mistake. It's good for us. So when we become broad-hearted, we will attract the mercy of the Lord. And we all have mistakes. We all are doing day in and day out mistakes. But when we forgive others, it may not be with the same person. It may be with some other forgiveness. It's a different mistake which we might have done. But Lord will forgive us. And let that be our attraction or goal to forgive others. Life will become very peaceful. It may be sometimes with our in-laws. I'm telling you. This goes in generations. In India, if you see, my mother-in-law treated me very badly, so I'm going to be very strict with my daughter-in-law. And then this just continues. Forgive. Forgive and be broad-hearted and be nice to the next generation. You have seen this? I think this generation I'm saying it will be better, but You see, mother-in-law, your dadi, they all were very strict or whatever. And they have the scars in their heart so badly. Let us not do that same mistake. Forgive. We forgive others, it will help us. Thank you for such a beautiful question. Anyhow, we are over. Anything else? I don't want to hold all of you for a long time. Bahut zyada bombardment hoga to bhi takleef hai. Yes, sir.
We unknowingly or unknowingly, ego seeps into us and we start differentiating, we start blaming, comparing, all these things actually, even though we know this is not good, somehow unknowingly it starts to come. What are the tricks and tips to just ground our ego?
It's true, this is actually the whole world today is in existence because of that ego. It's running because of the ego. And whatever problem you see, root or any germ of any problem is the ego. Somebody's ego is somewhere affected. So if you understand, then this will go away. This is natural. Because we are egoistic, that's why we came to this material world. Otherwise, we were happily living in spiritual world. So when we come here as a male or female, we come with an ego. Ego are of two types. One is false ego and one is true ego. False ego is when we think ourselves, to be the master, to be the proprietor, to be the enjoyer. True ego is that I am the humble servant of the Lord and finally I am supposed to be pleasing the Lord. That's a true ego. So ego in itself is not bad, but it came here because of the false ego and all the problems are around because of the false ego. we have to convert over a period of time by reaching our mind, by understanding the philosophy, to go towards a true ego. A monkey, when you bring a wild monkey from the forest, you have to tie it because the monkey is going to run away. Just like a mind, no? It's always running away. Correct? But how does that Madari trains that monkey? When he does the final show, the monkey is not tied to the rope. He's jumping around, taking the stick, walking on, but he's not tied. He's free, but he doesn't run away. Now he follows the order. How? Because he's been trained. And how do we train? By two things. Good things, award. Bad things, punish. Same way our mind or our ego, when it does good things, we should award it. So when it goes towards the true ego, whenever we do something which is an alignment with our final constitution as servant of Lord or as a service to the Lord, then we should award ourselves. That yes, this is nice. So we can appreciate, we should appreciate ourselves. And anytime we think that our actions has done the reverse way actually, because of my false ego, thinking that I am the proprietor, we should starve our ego. Humiliate it. When we humiliate ourselves, no need of going into public. If you want to go, you can do that also. That's the best way of humiliating. But then maybe our ego might get poor heart. So best is to tell our own mind that, or tell our own program, this is what I did. And I think I don't want to do it anymore. So when we confess our mistakes in front of our important people, and then realize and then we decide that now we are not going to act on our false ego, there is a way to slowly convert false ego to true ego. Converting the false ego to true ego is the most important challenge in this world. But the day we are able to do it, we become Paramahansa. Never happens in life. But we all have this problem, and that happens only by training and by continuously determining our active knowledge. And we will fall again and again. The ego, our nature is so much ingrained for so long, it's very difficult to become overnight Paramahansa. It's not going to happen. But we'll do mistakes. I decide that I'm not going to behave like this because of my false ego. I try to be nice over some time. Again I might fall. Again I might behave on my false ego. But again I'm going to change myself and remind myself, no, this is not how I want to go. Next time you fall, you will be little less. And then less. And then less. But if you see that this is what I am, this is what I want to be, then nobody can help us. So we should know where we want to reach, accept where we are, know how I can reach there, and act systematically on that path. That is very possible. And one thing which really helps.
Mercy and love.
Mercy and love and chanting of holy name. Whoever has practices in their life, this ego is really a very strong, powerful emotions or the feeling which really pulls us down. And even when we realize, sometimes it again comes up again and again. But when we chant the holy name sincerely, somehow, because it's so powerful than the Lord, it helps, it makes our true ego go stronger, and then we are able to slowly subdue our false ego. So chanting of the holy name is really one thing, which sometimes you might feel like, chanting or is the relationship kya hai? But there is a nice relationship. And that we will realize only when we chant. Because many of us might have experienced that we used to get angry so fast. Everything used to hurt us. Sometimes, even if I'm not angry, I used to be very sensitive to everything. Males sometimes get angry, suppose females get angry, then they become sensitive and start crying. But that's also a form of an anger. You are angry inside that, why is this happening to me? So they can't speak, they will cry. It's an anger. So when we chant, when we take shelter, when we associate with devotees, slowly we start realizing that this is all part of one drama going on. Let me do my role properly so that I can finish my drama and move back. Slowly when we start realizing and understanding this reality, we become less egoistic. Automatically we start going, because once we start, this philosophy starts flowing into your blood. So it becomes very, relatively easy. I also cry like anybody says, hat also to rona. It's out of anger. Ki mujhe hat bola, mujhe. See, I'm not actually shouting. As in my childhood, I wouldn't shout. Somebody tells me, but I would cry. But if I psychologically see now, look back, it's a way of anger. Why this happened to me? If I'm not able to shout back, if I feel I'm weak, I will cry. But both are actually manifestation of inacceptability of fact. But when we realize, बोला तो बोला अपन मत वही रहेगा अपना कर्म तो आगे बढ़ो नवीन चेंज. सो दिस फिलोसफी इज मच हायर फिलोसफी एंड यू स्टार्ट रिलेटिंग विद इट व्हेन इट स्टार्ट्स फ्लोइंग इन योर सिस्टम इट्स चैंटिंग इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग यू शुड नो. एनीथिंग एल्स एवरीबॉडी इज चैंटिंग हियर. Those who are not chanting, at least please try chanting and you will see the difference in your life. Yes, Nidhima, you wanted to ask a question.
You said forgive and forget, right? So sometimes it will be inside your heart and when you share with your close friends, you will just open up and criticize the person who gave you the pain, right? Is it okay if you do that?
Okay, this is very, I'm thankful to you again. It's a very important question that when we feel hurt, it's natural that sometimes you will end up saying something to somebody else. Okay? According to Draupadi, you should not do anything which will hurt your partner's position in life. So even if that person has slapped you, even if that person has used very bad words on you, and you're really angry, you're forgiven, everything is there, but that scratch is still there in your heart. You're holding it. You tell it to somebody else. You went out. Now you feel better. And you know that that person has already rectified, has gone, and your relationship will go. But somebody else will now have negative emotions for your husband. It is the last thing we should do. But at the same time, you need to vent out. If you keep it in your heart, it's going to be very difficult. It's very important. The Rupa Goswami says, Tadati prati gronati kuhiyam akshyate pruchati bhujate bhujate ye chayva shad chat iti 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 lakshanam. So these are the six exchanges one should have. Dadati, you should give and you should take. We should and exchange your confidential talks. But with whom is important? Somebody who is natural. So in case if your situation is like the best is you forget and forgive and take out that scratch from your heart. But we are also humans. We also have our limitations. Still we have reached that stage where we can actually really forget and forgive. We need some help. And that time, we should take help of mature people. Those who will not take it ahead. Those who will not start judging now your... You just want to vent out. Then you will go back to your normal. You will respect your husband. But that person, even if that person doesn't tell anybody else, but that person in the heart will say, isne apni wife ko ek baar mara tha toh sahi. So, it's not what you want. You don't want your husband or wife's respect to go down. So, sometimes you have to vent out. It's very, very important. It's one of the principles that you should reveal your heart when you need, but to somebody who is very, very mature, who will not use this as a weakness against you in future. Yes, you can, but you are very discriminating. Tell as minimum as possible and to really pursue a person who is trustworthy. Otherwise, slowly train yourself, maybe take out. There's a very important formula in which helps sometimes us. That when somebody hurts us, it's a real hurt. It's no joke to just forgive and forget. Kisne aake ek burning coal muh pe mara. Scar ho gaya yahan pe. Can you forget it? Every time you look in your mirror, you have to remember that. Right? It's not easy to forgive and forget that person. But when we have that anger feeling in our heart, what we are doing is we are carrying that hot burning coal in our heart, waiting for one chance, one day to give it back. By the time you are holding it, what are you doing? So you're burning your own self. Yeah. And we have this revenge mentality. We're going to hold it in our own self. And this holding of hurt, very recently I heard one, it's a psychologically proven thing that when we hold the hurts, we harm ourselves maximum than to anybody else. So forgiveness is one of the best things to keep healthy. Very recent paper in one journal. That when you forgive, most of the time there are a lot of psychotherapy is coming and then, you know, they'll take you to the hypnosis and they'll tell you, forgive this person. So the therapy is now going on. So when we forgive, it heals our own body. It heals our own emotions. So we should slowly come to that, train ourselves that, okay, something went wrong. Somebody really did something to me. I cannot, did I or not? He did not hit me. He did hit me. It did hurt me. But probably then start thinking, maybe my past karma, maybe this is good for me, maybe something like this. And find reasons to forgive that person and forget that person. Don't seek revenge. Because when we hold these feelings, we are really hurting ourselves the most. And sometimes if we require to talk to somebody in a very confidential manner, to somebody is very mature. Not to anybody, not to everybody, for sure.
I think in that way we have to write somewhere or a diary. So it is writing the emotions as.
Prabhu is saying, Mataji is saying, writing a diary.
Yeah.
I would say,
well,
everybody should write diary, but only of positive things, not of
negative
things.
Yeah. Actually, diary has to go somewhere. So.
Yeah. So if you know what, when you write it also two things can happen, that okay, you went out, but it's always a list that somebody will read. Secondly, when you are hurt, you will open the diary to write your next hurt and then you will go to a lot of previous hurt. You want to freshen up your previous scars. Last time we ate here. So write down, if you really want to write down negative, make it a point to write 10 positives before you write any negative. So what happens when you go and open your diary? अच्छा आज ऐसा किया बट कल तो इतना किया था ना परसों तो इतना किया था ना यू विल रिमेम्बर ऑल पॉजिटिविटी बेस्ट इज एक्चुअली इट्स वेरी ट्रू दैट यू शुड राइट डायरी बट यू शुड राइट डायरी ऑफ ऑल पॉजिटिविटी दैट विल गिव यू स्ट्रेंथ टू गेट ओवर दिस नेगेटिव फेज एक्चुअली हैप्पीनेस एंड डिसीजन इज नॉट अवर माइंड हाउ मच वी होल्ड एवरी सिचुएशन वी कैन ट्राई एंड बी हैप्पी वी कैन नॉट बी कंप्लीटली हैप्पी ऑल टाइम बट इज द नेचर ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इफ इज रियली ट्राइंग टू बी really happy all times in this material world, then we are fools. You know, it cannot happen. It will not happen. You are expecting, it's not going to happen. You wear completely white dress and you enter into a coal mine and you expect you to become unstained. Is it possible? Not possible. You enter into a sea water and you think, no, not a single drop of sea salt is going to go in your mouth. It's not going to be possible. This material world is full of miseries. How do we expect to remain completely happy at all the time with all the relationships? Sorry boss, wrong place. We have to go to the right place. It is the right place. But just like either hai, make the best out of it. I think it's becoming too late and we should stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.